From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition D. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Mel Baker.
Proposition D would dramatically alter governance in San Francisco. The measure would slash City Hall commissions from the current 130 to a maximum of 65, retaining 20 major commissions. The Board of Supervisors would then have to decide which commissions to keep or consolidate by spring of 2026. Together, SF Action gathered enough signatures to get Proposition D on the ballot. Mayor London Breed's staff helped together SF Action write the charter reform amendment, but she pulled her support for Prop D in August after the Mayor Mark Farrell for Yes on Prop D campaign committee raised over $2 million. Breed says the charter reform measure has become a vehicle to help Mark Farrell funnel unlimited amounts of contributions to his mayoral campaign. If Prop D passes, whoever becomes mayor would appoint the majority of commissioners and gain full control over hiring and firing of department heads. Board of Supervisors President and mayoral candidate Aaron Peskin fiercely opposes Proposition D. He says it would take an axe to city governance and create a breeding ground for corruption. Peskin has sponsored Proposition E, which would instead create a task force to study commission reform. Supporters of Prop D say that measure is a poison pill meant to delay reform. Proposition D passes with a simple majority. If both D and E pass, the one with the most votes cancels the other.
That's a brief take on Prop D from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.